smile, it adds value to the face. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly with Instant Illumination. Smile, it adds value to the face. And everything else, too. How many times have you smiled when you didn't feel like smiling? How many times did you smile sincerely when you didn't feel like smiling? You see, if we smile when we don't feel like smiling and we don't and we're not sincere about it, then there's no benefit, you know? If you smile and you're sincere about it, wow, nobody has to see it, but you know it, your body knows it, your being knows it, you just radiate that smile, you radiate that happiness because that goes right to the core of your being. Now, I'm going to tell you a mystical, metaphysical, psychological, theoretical secret. It's a secret that has not been revealed to anybody else throughout the entire history of mankind. Inside of each of us is a little tiny gland, and this gland has been ignored by doctors because they can't figure out what it does. Well, this gland is a gland that receives all the happiness of the universe and spreads it back. And when this gland is put into the shade of sadness and unhappiness and all sorts of problems, then it doesn't bring the joy and the happiness to the person in whom that gland dwells. However, every time we smile, we are priming the pump of that gland to release happiness, joy, love, peace, harmony, goodness, every wonderful virtue that we could ever wish to experience. Now that gland is located in a very, very special place. It's located physiologically and psychologically and spirituologically right next to our heart. And that's not necessarily limited to the physical heart. It's to the center of our joy, to the center of our peace, the center of our oneness. It's, you might say, where our soul dwells. Because our soul, you say, it dwells in the whole body. And I say to you, no, it doesn't. Our soul uses the body like a vehicle, and we don't dwell in the whole body. We dwell in whatever part of the car we choose to sit or use. If we're in the trunk, you know, how many people take a ride in the trunk? Not very many. How many people ride inside the engine compartment? Not very many. How many people ride inside the glove compartment? And on and on and on. You see, as a car or as anything else, we do not utilize the entire thing. Now, if we had the capacity to utilize the entire thing, then, oh, what wonders we would do. What mysteries and magic we'd perform. Now, is there a way or a capacity by which we can use the entire vehicle, the entire gland? Is there a way that we can use it? And the answer is yes. And the way that we use it is by having a smile on our face, a sincere smile at all times. Not an idiot smile, not a smile that's just sort of sewed on there, but a smile that comes from the depth of, because we know something that nobody else knows, and that's our smile and our happiness center. Uncle Remus used to sing songs, he didn't sing songs, but in Uncle Remus, songs were sung about their happy place, you know. Where was their happy place? Brer Rabbit had a happy place. Everybody had a happy place. And it wasn't always the same place. Now, most of them had happy places outside of themselves. But they didn't realize that they were putting a smile on their face and turning on the happy place inside themselves, making every place outside of themselves a happy place too. And this is what we can do. When we can put a smile on our face sincerely, we will find that that happy place is going to be clear as a bell to us. We'll know exactly what it is, where it is, why it is, and how it works. It'll be absolutely fantastic. But it's our choice. Do we want a happy place? Do we want to live in joy and peace and harmony and goodness? Do we want to do that? Well, that's a point. That's a point. Earlier today, Ingeborg was making a sandwich, and when she made the sandwich, she had all sorts of goodies on it, or salad, and she was sprinkling pepper on it and sprinkling everything on it, and then she sneezed. And I said, "So, you sneezed." She says, no, it was, it was the pepper." And all you have to do is look at her sandwiches or her plate, and she has cayenne pepper down below, and she has shaky pepper on the top, and she has pepper everywhere. And I think she's going to probably meet her match in Douglas. Douglas has just as outrageous a silly an appetite as you do. He puts pepper all over, and then he puts peanut butter on top of it, and then he puts jelly on top of that, and he'll probably put some ham and some cheese on it as soon as he sees it come around there. And interesting, isn't it? I mean, what strange concoctions. Oh, there's some cucumbers there, too. My goodness sakes, you could have a ball, a real ball. And yet, he tells me he doesn't like raisins, like raisin bread. And I think to myself, how can he know what raisin bread tastes like when his taste buds are all burned out with all the pepper he uses? Just like Ingeborg. She has no taste buds at all, because all the pepper and all the garlic and all the stuff that she eats over the years has completely burned them out. So that's why Ingeborg can eat anything and be untouched by it. She has no taste buds. And this is what we do. With unhappiness, we burn our taste buds out. We burn out our happiness buds. And when we burn out our happiness buds, happiness doesn't come to stay. You wouldn't know it if it came and bit you, because you're all burned out. Your taste buds are all burned out. You don't taste it anymore. You don't sense it. You don't feel it. And a person who is very unhappy and morose and perhaps just lost a loved one or something, oh, you don't know how I feel. And they're very unhappy, and their happiness just doesn't want to come up. So you say to them, under proper circumstance, you take them to a little baby, and you say, would you hold this baby for a few minutes? And the baby happens to be one of those love babies, you know. And this unhappy person takes the baby in their arms, and within moments, the happiness beams all over them, because the child does not know their unhappiness. The child only knows its own happiness and shares it. The child only knows its own happiness and shares it. The child can reach in and touch that happiness zone right next to their heart and turn it on and make it glow and be something fantastic, because they turned on their own. Now, we all can do this. We all can do this. Smile. It adds value to your face. And you have the slightest idea how much value it adds to your face, because it turns you on to be a very desirable, loving, wonderful, happy person. And we've read stories about people who used happiness to cure themselves of problems. And I say, let's not do that. Let's not use happiness to cure ourselves of problems. Let's use happiness to begin to build a foundation of joy, peace, love, goodness, and what have you in us. And when we do that, there's no room for unhappiness. There's no room for cancer or something that we want to get rid of. There's no room for that, because we live in the fulfillment of whatever it is that we really are. Now, are you happy?
Yes.
Then give it a little smile. Hey, you too over here, Pussycat. And Mr. Rex, do I get a smile out of you too? Oh, yes. Oh, ho, ho. Wonderful guy. So, that's what happiness is all about. Smile, it adds value to the face. So, have a lovely smiling time. I love you. I love you. I love you.